Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Doug Loman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Brian Giles. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Danny Darwin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Loman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman strikes out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvie, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Loman. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble strikes out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz bunts towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gielen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law bunts towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0 for 1 in the game. Loman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Simmons moves to third. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Loman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up towards short. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Luis Salazar now playing third base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0 for 2 in the game. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Oglavy moves to second. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0 for 2 in the game. Loman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen scores. Law moves to second. Two outs. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder bunts towards third. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers too, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Juan Agosto now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston strikes out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Randy Reddy pinch runs for Ted Simmons. Doug Lohman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lohman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lohman bunts between the mound and first base. Agosto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lohman for the out. Reddy moves to second. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Agosto can't make a play. That's a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-3 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agosto fires to first and picks off Giles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Joe DeSa pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Rick Manning now playing center field. Ben Oglavie now playing left field. Joe DeSa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Oglavie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Molitor bunts in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Oglavie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavie is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oglavie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.